The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Today's shiur has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Reuven Shanik of Lakewood, New Jersey, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi ben Don Mordechai, Zichroinu Levracha. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank my son, Rav David Grossman Shlita, for allowing me to share a Dvar Torah with you on the sugya in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, of Ger Kotten Matbilin Oisoi Al Das Bezdin. The Gemara tells us, Omer Rav Huna, Ger Kotten Matbilin Oisoi Al Das Bezdin. Rashi explains, Matbilin, De'ein Lach Ger B'loi Mila U'tfila. You cannot have a ger unless he goes through the process of mila and tefillah. The Rishonim, which are brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes, wonder why Rav Huna just said matbilin, that Bezdin can take a under bar mitzvah boy and be matbil him for the purpose of gerus. Why was only the word tefillah used in Rav Huna's statement? If you need mila and tefillah, he should have said, ger katan malin oisai al das bezdin. The Rashba answers that the Gemara wanted to say something that applies to zecharim and nekevos, male and female, and therefore it used the word matbilin. Another teretz in the Rashba is because since tefillah is the end of the whole process, as we have a halacha mol v'loy tov al kilu loy mol, that if a goy goes through mila and he does not also go through tefillah, it is as if he has not gone through the mila. So therefore, Rav Huna used the terminology of matbilin oisei al das bezdin, because he wants to tell you that the whole process has to be completed from beginning until the end, from the mila until the end of the tefillah. And the Rashba adds that this really is what Rashi means when he said on the Divrei HaMashchil Matbilin, De'ein Lach Ger B'loi Mila U'tefillah, Rashi is coming to explain that, of course, Rav Huna means that you need mila as well. But Rav Huna was just describing the end of the whole process, matbilin. That includes mila and tefillah. The Shita Mekubetzes also brings down, in the name of the Ritva, that there are those who hold that this entire gerus that Bezdin does with this katan, who is a goy, it's only midrabbanan. What is the reason? Because since we find here in the sugya that Rabbi Yosef says, higdilu yicholin limchais, that when they grow up, these ketanim who became a ger through Bezdin are allowed to protest and say that I no longer want to continue as a Jew. And Rashi there explains, sheyicholim limchais v'chayzrin l'mafreya ka'ivdei kecham gemurim, and retroactively they become full-fledged Gentiles, says the Ritva, v'im neima dehem gerim min ha-Torah. If we're going to say that the gerus here is a gerus min ha-Torah, heich nismech aleim b'shal Torah, how can we consider them full-fledged Jews for dinei Torah, v'hayoy moy macher, today or tomorrow, yachsuboy, he'll have charata, he'll protest, he'll say, I want to become a goy. And retroactively, he will be considered a complete goy. The Ashes ish yoitza beloy get. Meanwhile, he got married, and his wife is an Ashes ish. And by him saying that I want to go back and become a goy, she leaves him without a get. This sounds preposterous that there could be such a thing. How could we rely on him that he is a good Jewish partner to this girl when today or tomorrow he can say, I want to be a goy, and then she goes out without a get? And therefore, the Ritva says it must be that this whole gerus is only midrabbanan, and therefore we understand what Rashi says in Divrei HaMashchil al das bezdin at the end of his words, umagoy b'yayin kosher. This is why Rashi used something midrabbanan, that if he now touches wine, when he becomes a ger. The wine is kosher because he no longer has a din of a goy. Rashi is trying to explain that he's only a ger for halachas derabbanan, such as a goy touching wine. For that, I consider him a Jew. But for dine d'oraisa, I will not consider him a Jew. This is the way the Ritva understands Rashi Shita and why Rashi used Magoy B'Yayin Kosher to show what effect the Geiris had. I would like to suggest that Rashi held that he's really a Ger Medaraisa, and Rashi used Magoy B'Yayin Kosher to tell us that it's not a full-fledged Geiris, but it, whatever part of the Geiris worked was a Geiris D'oraisa, as we will explain shortly. We begin with a Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramban and the Rashba. We know that the Seder is to make Milah and then Tefillah. That's the Seder of Geiris. What about if the opposite was done? Milah was done second and Tefillah was done first. Would the Geiris be effective or not? The Ramban says that you could do it either way. You could do Mila and then Tfila, or you could do Tfila and then Mila. That works also. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba holds that you must do it in that order. Mila first and then Tfila. If you do it in the opposite order, the Mila and Tfila are not effective. The Geiris is not effective. So the Pashtus, we would learn the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Ramban holds that Tfila and Mila are two equal components of the Geiris process, and therefore, they're both Ma'akev, but you could do one before the other, as long as you do both of them. Mila does half of the process, Tfila does the other half, and you could do it in any order. However, the Rashba would hold, no, that Tfila is really what gives him the full status of a Geir. The Mila is just a form of Hechsher. It's a preparation to the Geiris, which comes about through the Tfila. And if so, I need the Hechsher. I need the preparation for the Geiris of the Tfila by first having the Mila. This would seem, but Pashtus, to be the Machloikis, the Hezber and the Machloikis between the Ramban and the Rashba. However, perhaps we can understand the Machloikis in a different way. And this will be based on the Shilas and Tshuvas Binyan Tzion from Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in Siman Tzadik Aleph, where Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger brings a number of Mefortion that hold that if a Ger only had Mila and he did not have Tefillah, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos because Mol V'loy Tovel Kilu Loy Mol. It's as if he had no Mila, he had nothing, he's still a full-fledged Goy, and Akum Sheshavas is Chayv Misa, a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. However, the Binyan Tzion disagrees, and he says that in Geiris there are two Dinim. There is Mila and Tefillah, and each one has a different function. The Mila takes away the Tumah of being a Goy, Tumas Akum, and the Tefillah gives on him the Kedushas Yisrael. Memela, mol v'loy tovel, even though it's ki'ilu loy mol means as referring that he's a Jew, he's not a full-fledged Jew. However, even though he's not a full-fledged Jew, but the Mila accomplished something. And what did it accomplish? That he's no longer a Goy. He's neither a Goy, nor is he a Jew. But since he's not a Goy, Mimela, there's no halacha of Akim Sheshavas Chayv Misa. He's allowed to keep Shabbos. And the Oroch Haner wants to suggest, not only is he allowed to keep Shabbos, but he's actually chayiv to keep Shabbos. Because since he has already come in the Brisa Shel Avram Avinu Le'inyan Mila, Memela, he's also in the other bris of Shabbos as well, and he's mechuyev to keep Shabbos. So it comes out from the Binyan Tzion that we have a very yesoidistic understanding in Mila and Tfila, that Mila accomplishes Hasoras Tumas Akum, it removes the Tum of a Goy, and Tfila accomplishes giving on this previous Goy the Kedusha of Yisrael. So we could say that based on this binyan siyan, a new hesber in the machloikis between the Ramban and the Rajba. Not like we said before, that the Rajba considers it that the meal is a hechsher to the tefillah and it has to be done first. And the Ramban says that no, they are two equal components and you could do each one before the other. But rather, both the Ramban and the Rajba hold that Mila is a chelik of the Geiris. The Rajba wasn't arguing. He didn't hold that it's only a hechsher. However, the Rajba holds that Ein Chanami, they are two equal components to the Geiris process, but each one has a specific function. Mila is the one that takes away the Din Akum, and Tvila is the one that gives Anim Kedushas Yisrael. So you have to go in that order, says the Rajba, because otherwise, if you're going to go to the mikveh, you're going to go to Tvila before you've done the Mila, then it's like going to a mikveh holding a sheretz. It's ketayvel v'sheretz b'yaday. You still have on you the tumas akum. How could you go into the mikveh and get upon yourself the kedushas yisrael? So the Rajba holds that mila is an integral component of the geiris process. It's not just a hechsher, a preparation for the main geiris that comes about through tefillah. However, since it is the mila that is taking away the tumas akum, therefore it has to come first, so that following the removal of the tumas akum, the tefillah will place on this goy now a kedushas yisrael. On this, the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that ein echanami, like the binyan siyan said, there are two components to the geiris process: hasoras tumas akum and nesinas kedushas yisrael. But usually, the mila takes away the tumas akum, and the tefillah puts on the kedushas yisrael. But the opposite could also be done, just like we find that tefillah takes away the tumah of kelim, it takes away the tumah of an adam. A Yisroel becomes Tameh, he goes to the mikveh, becomes Tor. So too, the mikveh can remove the Tumah of an Akum. And in that case, the Mila will be that part of the Geiris process, which is giving the Kedushas Yisroel. Normally, it's the Mila that takes away the Akum, and the Tefillah gives the Kedushas Yisroel. But if he did the Mila, the Tefillah first, so then it will be the Tefillah that removes the Tumas Akum, and it will be the Mila that gives the Kedushas Yisrael. And really, we're forced to say that the Rajba held that Mila is not just a hechsher to the Tefillah, but Mila is a chelik of the Geiris, because he himself writes in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that through Mila nichnas ager tzas bedas Yehudi afilu beloy Tefillah, that the Akum who had Mila without Tefillah goes a little bit into Das Yehudi. The Ein Loy Din Akum Mamish. And with this he answers a Gemara there on Daf Ayin Aleph. So if he would only hold that Mila is a Hechsher to the Tefillah, and the Iker Geiris is the Tefillah itself, what does the Rajba mean when he says that through the Mila he goes a little bit into the Das Yehudis? The Geiris is totally through the Tefillah. The Mila does nothing in the process, it's only a hechsher. So how can I say that he went a little bit? But we really have to understand, what did the Rajba mean, that he went a little bit? He's a little Jewish. Either he's a goy or he's a Jew. But according to what we learned before from the Binyan scene, it's very good that Ein Echanami, he's not a full-fledged Jew with the Kedushas Yisrael. That will only come with the Tvila, but by having Mila, he already removes the Tumas Akum. So Memela, he's considered a little bit entering into Jewishness because he has removed from himself the Gentile part. He's no longer a Gentile. That's what the Rajba means. He's entered a little bit because he does not need anymore to remove from himself being an Akum. So from this Rajba, the way we're explaining it, it would be muchach that it's not just a hechsher to the Tefillah, but rather it is an integral part of the Geirus process, which the Rajba is of the opinion that it must come before the Tefillah. According to the Rajba, we have a good answer to the question that the Rishonim raised, that why did the Gemara, why did Rav Huna say that Ger Katan Matbilin Isay Al Das Bezdin? Why did he not say Malin Isay Al Das Bezdin? Because since, according to the Rajba, the Mila has to come, it has to precede the Tfila, it is the Tfila that's going to give on him the full Kedushas Yisrael. So because of that, since the end of the Geiris is the Tfila, so that's why the Gemara used the item that is Goymer the Geiris. As the Shita himself quotes the Rajba as saying that it is the Gemar of the process. However, the Ramban, who learns that you could do it the other way, you could have Tfila first and then Mila, obviously he can't give this Teretz of the Rajba, Ger Katan Matbilin Isay Al Das Bezdin, because according to the Ramban, it could be Malin Isay Al Das Bezdin as well. And so too, we find that Tosfos increases, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. He seems to also learn that there are these two inyanim in the Geiris process, because the Gemara there says, the Ger Tzorech Mila Utfila Kamaya Avos. A ger requires mila and tefila like the avos. The chol yaitz mitzrayim loy nizgairu el al yedei mila utfila. All the yaitz mitzrayim, they had geirus through mila and tefila. And Tosfos asks, what about the ones who were mala themselves in the days of Avram? There was still mila from Avram's time, and that mila did not have any tefila. Loy malu rak tavlu. So there's those who had Mila then, from the days of Avram, when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, they only did Tfila. They didn't do Mila. And Tosfos there answers that the Mila that was done in the days of Avram, Hayanami lihikones bivrish shel Avram Avinu velios muvdol mishara omois. It didn't make a difference whether you had done the Mila from the days of Avram, or whether you were doing the Mila now at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They both Milas had the same purpose, namely, to separate yourself from the rest of the Goyim. Umemela, rak nechzer tefila. The only thing that was missing was tefila. V'nimtza de gam hein asu ata mila utfila l'shem geiris. So it comes out, even if you were a person who had a bris mila from the time of Avram, you were doing the mila from the days of Avram, and you only did tefila now, but the mila in the days of Avram was also to separate yourself from the goyim, which is the same purpose of the mila at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the only thing that was missing is tefila. So whenever you did the mila, you were always taking away and separating yourself from the goyim. So we see clearly from this Tosfos that he also goes with the same mahalach, that the mila is that part of the geiris process which removes the din akum, and it is the tefila that gives the Kedushas Yisrael. The Rajba says that's the only way you could do it, and you have to do it in that order. The Ramban disagrees and says you could flip it around. You can have the tefila taking away the din akum and the mila giving the Kedushas Yisrael. According to all that we've said till now, it seems that all the Rishonim agree that you have these two inyanim in a geiris. So it's possible to say that Rashi Shita is, we had before, that the Ritva said Pshat in Rashi, when he said Magoy B'yayim Kosher, that he meant to say something which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, because his whole Geiris is D'Rabbanan. That's why Rashi chose an example where the Geiris had an effect, that his touching wine is good, that he doesn't make a problem with the wine. It's only for that the Geiris helps me, the Rabbanan. It's possible that Rashi is trying to tell us something else. Rashi is trying to tell us that whereas in a regular Geiris, the Mila takes away the Din Akum and the Tefila gives the Kedushas Yisrael, if it's a case of a Ger Katan, Shenizgara Adas Bezdin, where Rabbi Yosef says, Higdilu Yichoylun Limchois, so even when we have a geiris, yes, it's the raisa, but what did the geiris accomplish? It only accomplished to take away the Din Akum. The Rabbanan did not give him a power that he could affect an entire Geiris Midaraisa. He can't have Kedushas Yisrael until the time when he could be Moicha, and he's not Moicha, and he says, I want to stay a Jew, then he gets full Kedushas Yisrael. But while he's in that state, where he could still be Moicha, then his whole Geiris is only a partial Geiris, meaning it's like, even if he goes through Mila and Tfila, it's like he only had Mila. He's a Ger Kodesh and his Gael Das Bezdin, Magli B'Yayin Kosher. It's only a Geiris concerning Hasoras Din Akum. Ein Echanami Hasoras Din Akum will be Doraisa. But Rashi chose that mashal of Magli B'Yayin Kosher to show you it's only Ligabe removing the Din of a Goy that he is a Ger in the case of Ger Shin's Gair. Not like the Ritva is saying that it's only a Geiris to Rabbanan. It's a Geiris to Raisa, but not a full-fledged Geiris. It's a Geiris only of Asoras Akum and not of Kedushas Yisrael. And similar to this, we find in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, in Simon Tov Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, and he writes, V'zeh L'shoinai, Ger Shemol V'loi Tovol, Ein Yayna Yein Nesa. His yain is not yain nesach. She'ein olav din akum. He doesn't have a din of a goy. Af she'ein olav adayin kedushas Yisrael. Even though he doesn't have full-fledged kedushas Yisrael, the kedusha of ein of kedushin, and if he'll be mekadosh and isha, it's not a good kedushin. So we see from this Radvaz that the din of a ger, shemol v'loy tovel, he's not speaking about ger, kot matbin lo yisal das bezdin, but he's saying that by a ger, shemol v'loy tovel, he's not a goy, but he's not yet a Jew. His kedushin will not be a kedushin, but legabe dine akum, he's not an akum. Ein yaino yein nesach. So the same thing, similarly, here, the Rashi in Ksubis, Tafir Aleph Amar Aleph, who says, Magu Bayayin Kosher, perhaps he's saying the same idea as the Radvaz, that I'm giving you an example of something which shows that he's no longer a goy. He touches wine, the wine does not become usher if he's a ger cotton. That's what the Geiris helps, that he's no longer a din of a goy, although until he accepts upon himself fully, he's not Moicha, then he'll get Kedushas Yisrael. But meanwhile, he remains as if he would be a Ger Shemol V'loy Toval, and therefore he's only not a goy, but he's not considered a full-fledged Yisrael. So based on the Hesber of the Binyan Siyan, perhaps that is the pshat in Rashi, a different idea than what the...
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.